Welcome back to Restoring the Republic. It's Sunday, February 4th. Make sure and check out our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And once again, I'm your host, Richard Reeves. We're on the air now with Steve Mason and Brad Ward, and they work on the illegal invasion issue. So without further ado, I'd like to bring up Brad and say hello to Brad and tell us exactly what you've been involved in.
Thank you, Richard. I'm a volunteer with the Texas Minuteman Project. I've been a participant in 7 different border watches in Texas, Arizona, and California, and that's been the extent of my work on this issue.
You've been involved in the Minuteman Project, but that's kind of waking you up to some of the other things that are going on in our country and how our country's being sold down the river. And so talk to us about how that's kind of been an evolution for you, that at first the illegal immigration, illegal invasion issues kind of what woke you up to what's going on, but now you've actually been starting fighting on other levels, passing out DVDs and things like that, right?
Yes, that's correct. During the border watches in El Paso, I was amazed or shocked to learn that the Rio Grande River levee is controlled by this organization called the International Border Waters Association. They control access to the river levee, and they're starting to buy up a lot of land along the river on the American side, and they just kind of leave the land alone. They don't do anything with it. They don't try to farm it or anything like that. And what it's doing is it's creating corridors for the illegal immigrants to come through.
And what's the name of that group that's buying up the property there?
The International Border Waters Association. And this is like one of these obscure kind of internationalist groups that are kind of tied into the UN.
So have you been able to, other than being tied into the UN, have you been able to track down some of the funding sources for this group?
Negative. I don't know where they get their funding.
They must have quite a bit, though, to be buying property like that along the way. And I'm sure, well, they may or may not have to pay taxes, I guess, depending on if they're or how they're organized. But tell us more about this group. What else do you know about this group?
I only know what I've stated, that they control access to the river levee and that they've been buying up land along the border, along the river on the American side.
And that's just in El Paso, or is that occurring in other locations along the border? Do you know?
I don't know if that goes the entire length of the border, but I do know that it is happening in El Paso.
And so is this property up for sale for just anybody to buy, or how are they able to acquire this property specifically? Because obviously this is part of a project for them.
These are formerly farms or ranches that the people that live there and farm the land would get tired of doing that for whatever reason, and they would put their property up for sale, and this organization just comes along and buys it up.
And so actually one of the things that farmers and ranchers have had a problem with is they've been literally targeted for extinction here in the United States. You've had basically the small rancher being put at such a disadvantage business-wise that they haven't been able to survive. So that's just another way that they can leverage and open up these properties for sale, and then these people can come in here and scoop it up then.
Yeah, it would seem so. The problem of illegal immigration with the people that come across the river is that a lot of the land along the river is used for pecan orchards. And at certain times of the year when they get a lot of rain and the ground is soft, when the people come through, they make big holes in the soil, and the farmers have to hire people to pick the pecans out of the holes.
All right, Brad, we're coming up on a break. You're listening to Restoring the Republic. We'll be right back after this break.
You Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420 and see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420 or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Okay. Welcome back to Restoring the Republic. I'm your host, Richard Greaves. This is Sunday, February 4th. We're on live. It is Super Bowl Sunday, but if you're listening, hopefully which you are, I'm glad that you're here, and we're up against Super Bowl, so I know that's some stout, tough competition, but hey, somebody's got to be out here watching out what's going on, so we're doing it today. And folks, we were talking about the border issues here a little while ago, the illegal invasion issues. And Brad had mentioned a group that is actually buying property along the rivers, along the American side on the rivers, to help enable the crossing that goes on along our southern border. And that group evidently is named International Boundary and Water Commission. That's International Boundary and Water Commission. And I'm sure in upcoming shows we'll have more information about that, and we'll see what they're up to, and maybe we can try to find out how they're funded. So, Brad, we were talking during the break, and you were saying that for you guys, for the Minutemen to have access to this land there to watch the activities going on, you actually had to go through, what was it you had to do exactly to have access?
In April of 2006, we had to go through that International Boundary and Waters Commission to get permission to go up on the river levee. We would go up there and do scouting on the ranches that we were protecting there along the river. And we had to have their full permission and knowledge to gain access to the levee.
And so do the folks that are crossing illegally, do they have to have similar, do they have to go through similar red tape and procedures to access that land?
Not to my knowledge, no.
So if you guys were, let's say, taking, going onto that property without the permission, then are they watching it to the extent where they probably would have come and at least asked you what you're doing there, or possibly even rounded you up?
That brings up another interesting point, Richard. When we were out on the border watch in April of 2006, I was talking with one of the ranchers whose farm we were protecting, and I can't name him for obvious reasons. He told me that prior to the Minutemen's arrival there, he hadn't seen any Border Patrol agents for 6 months prior to our arrival. And we get over there, and all of a sudden there are Border Patrol running up and down the river levee, and they're, you know, hanging out over there close to where we were posted. And, you know, they were just, like, swarming the whole area. So,
wow, that's pretty ironic that the Border Patrol wouldn't be out there for months, and then the Minutemen show up, and then all of a sudden there's Border Patrol all over the place. That's amazing. Well, I guess that's one way to have an effect, and it is having an effect when the Minutemen are down there. And I know that the press this past year in 2006 were discussing the border issues more than ever, and that's in huge part due to the Minutemen's efforts. I mean, you guys have been at the forefront of getting that media out there. So talk to us about some of the media coverage you've had in 2006.
2006, we didn't have as much as we did in October of 2005 when we first went out there. It's the media are talking about the border issue, but they weren't paying attention to us specifically.
Well, I know that they did actually, though, have enough media and activities going along and on about this issue that they actually did pass some legislation that they were talking about building this border fence. Now, I know that you and I probably realize that this is not a legitimate deal, that they're really actually probably going to do this. But then they have that buzzword that they use to deal with this issue. They say, well, we need comprehensive reform on immigration, and that's just code word to me is this basically status quo and amnesty and blanket amnesty. So tell us about that legislation that they passed in 2006 and what effect, if any, that's really going to have.
I don't think that the border fence legislation is going to have much of an impact. Right after they passed it, John Cornyn, our senator, was quoted as saying that it was largely symbolic. So I think it was just another, you know, straw man. They're trying to look like they're addressing the issue when they're not.
Right. Well, who would ever suspect that they would do such things? But they have and continue to do so. I've always talked to Steve Mason, who's our other guest on the line here with us. I've talked to Steve. I said, it just seems to me like they should just have the border fencing and security is one side of the coin and issue, and just deal with that separately, get that job done, and then they can try to handle these other more thorny issues about what do we do with the illegals that are here now. So, Steve, you've been down to the border on some of these junkets. Tell us on some of the events that you've been down to on the border.
I haven't gone down to the border with the Minutemen. I've done some stuff with Ranch Rescue, which has gone defunct right now. The Minutemen, the Minutemen or U.S. Border Watch or other similar groups who are far inland, can, if they can't go down to the border or they don't have the money to contribute to those who are going there, can do these inland operations such as monitoring day labor sites and discouraging the contractors from picking up the illegals there, or working to get in some of these smaller rural towns. You could get your city councils to do like they did in Herndon or like they did in Pennsylvania to pass laws against local laws against the presence of illegal aliens. It's the sort of thing that you can do. And I have in Arizona, which is the worst part of the border. It seems like that's really open there. Oregon Pipe Cactus National Monument, which is half the size of Rhode Island, that was just right there on the border, is a beautiful desert jewel. It is absolutely unique. It's more like a piece of Mexico rather than Arizona that is thrust up into the United States. And this area is now ruined. It is the most dangerous place to go because of the illegal traffic going over it. And it has had permanent damage done to archaeological sites. I've been to that place twice. And I could tell you, you know, how pristine it was. And the government will not even protect its own property there. They, in fact, advise people not to go there because it's so extremely dangerous. When you're driving along the highways close to the border in southern Arizona, you can see the trash everywhere. For the people, because they're just coming across through all the routes and every gully and arroyo that you can find. You go down to some of the border communities, the isolated smaller towns, and you can just see the trash and the garbage everywhere, and you can see the illegal alien sign. It's ubiquitous. And there are some layup areas where the garbage, it's, you know, it would be an area half an acre in size where the garbage is so thick. It's not only knee deep, but you could just practically knee deep. You could just walk on it without touching any bare ground.
And so that's one way that even by the air, they could identify crossing points very easily, because they do literally leave a trail of litter as they abandon whatever water that they're carrying or food items that they, wrappers, et cetera, that they carry, and they abandon that to lighten their load. And so that's what's causing all this litter problem. But you refer to that Oregon Pipe Cactus National Park.
Right.
That actually, it belongs to Americans. It belongs to us down there. And so it's getting trashed. And I do remember in Arizona one time years ago when I was still driving the 18-wheelers that I went to Nogales, Arizona, and that's a border town there in Nogales, and that was like being in Mexico. I tell you what, I was glad I was bilingual. I was glad I knew Spanish, because it would have been very hard to really get by and just even go to a fast food place or order dinner or whatever just knowing English there. I mean, it was literally, Spanish was and is probably, it's been years since I've been there, but I'm sure it's probably just even more Spanish as a primary language there in Nogales. And so it's just amazing what's going on there in Arizona. Have either one of y'all been to Arizona, Brad or Steve? Brad?
Yes, I've been to Arizona. I was out there in April of, I believe it was 2004, when they did the original Minuteman Project.
What part of Arizona were you located, and what was going on there in Arizona?
I went to a rally for the Minuteman Project in Nogales, Arizona, the very place you were just talking about. And after the rally, a group of us went over to this little place just down the road from Nogales called Hereford. And we were looking for some Minutemen to find out more about what the Minuteman Project was all about.
So in Nogales, were you guys accosted in any way by any counter, protesters or protesters at all that were counter to the Minutemen?
Yes, we were. We had a whole group of ACLU legal observers that were over on the other side of the road kind of counter-protesting us.
Right, but they kept you guys separated. Who kept y'all separated, law enforcement, or did they just stay on the other side of the street willingly and not try to entice physical or provoke physical violence with you guys?
Initially, law enforcement kept us separate. But it was an unbelievably hot day, and so, by about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, the legal observers ended up over on our side of the road because we had, some canopies and some overhead cover, and they ended up, getting in the shade with us. So that was kind of an unusual situation. But
well, I guess that's one way to get united is burn them out. But so the protesters basically had to stay out there across the street and sweat it?
Yeah, for most of the day.
Oh, wow. Well, most of them are kind of young, and they don't know really what's up, so they probably hung in for a long time. Folks, we're going to be taking calls. Hopefully there's plenty of folks out there in Radio Free Austin land and Central Texas and on rbnbroadcasting.org. Hopefully they're out there listening. We know we're up against the Super Bowl today, but that's all right. We're here keeping watch and vigil on our country here. And if you would, give us a call here. It's 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. Brad, we've got about a minute or so before the next break. Tell us some websites that people can check out real quick before we go to break.
I would highly recommend the Texas Minutemen website. It's www.txminutemen.com.
Is that Minuteman or Minutemen?
Minutemen.
Okay. Steve, and you got some other websites you can name off?
The number one primary website on the illegal invasion is www.americanpatrol.com, and that's got links to all the other ones. Make sure after this show is over at 10 o'clock to listen to the Terry Anderson Show. I'm sure a lot of most people have heard of Terry Anderson. He'll be on at 11 o'clock.
Okay, Steve, we're going to come back after this break. You're listening to Restoring the Republic, and this is on republicbroadcasting.org. We'll be right back after the break. Give us a call.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Welcome back to Restoring the Republic. We're on live. It's Sunday, February 4th. It's just after 7:20 p.m. Central Time, and I'm your host, Richard Reeves. We've got two guests here talking about the illegal invasion and border issues. We've got Steve Mason and Brad Ward here. Before we go back to them, I'd like to announce once again, folks up in Dallas, February 8th, this Thursday at 7 p.m., there will be a 911 questions group meeting, and that's at Barbecs Restaurant. That's spelled B-A-R-B-E-C-S. Restaurant, that's at 8949 Garland Road, and that's in Dallas, Texas, 7 p.m. And to find out more about this particular event, you can go to that website called meetup.com. That's meetup.com, and just search 9/11 questions, and you'll find these meetings throughout the United States that are going on, and it's a great way for folks that are like-minded that can start getting together and start networking. And I do plan on being at this meeting myself. I plan on driving up from Austin, hopefully meet a lot of like-minded folks up in Dallas, and we can talk about 911. And I'd also like to let them know how they can get involved in low-power FM when I'm up there. So look forward to meeting a bunch of folks up in Dallas, and hopefully we'll have a good turnout up there. Okay, we're on the air talking about the illegal invasion issues, and we'd like to get some callers calling in. The phone number here is 1-800-313-9443. Once again, 1-800-313-9443. And if you're out there driving around, you got your cell phone handy, or if you're at home listening on the internet or wherever, give us a call and chime in on this issue of illegal invasion. And Brad, during the break, we were talking about the border fence and the border wall, et cetera, and you had a comment, a remark talking about what's going on in California with the fence and the border, the area there.
Yes, Richard. I was in Campo, California in July of 2006 working with the Campo Mountain Minutemen. And what they are doing in California with their border fence, they're in the process of assembling large sections of fence to act as a deterrent to the illegal crossers. And they are using surplus panels that were used to lay runways in the jungles in Vietnam. And these panels have a kind of a smooth metallic surface on one side with little grooves in it, and on the other side they have a couple of square-shaped metal tubes that are supposed to be interlocking. And so the panels go down with the smooth side up and the tube side down. Well, in assembling the border fence in California, guess which side faces towards the U.S.? The smooth side, the side that the plane would be landing on. The other side with the square-shaped metal tubes that are interlocking is facing out towards Mexico. So what you have is essentially a ladder on the Mexico side of the fence.
So those do act as rungs on the ladder where they can literally just climb over it. And how tall is this fence?
I believe it's about 20 feet tall.
Oh, wow. So once they get on top, though, that's a problem coming down, though. That's a... How are they getting down it? Because they could injure themselves real easily just dropping down.
A lot of them do injure themselves, but that's what they do. They drop down.
So if they'd have just gone ahead and put the smooth side facing Mexico, then they couldn't even climb it to start with. So here we have a situation where it's actually exacerbated the circumstance that they're actually making it easy for them to climb, and then they come across. And I'm sure many of them succeed in dropping down and don't get hurt, but many of them probably break an ankle or a leg or whatever when they drop down then.
Yeah, that's correct. There have even been some cases of some of them losing fingers on the concertina wire on top of the fence.
Wow, man. That's what's bad about this, is that there's a lot of suffering on a lot of sides. And one of my views that I've had is that it's time for Mexico and the government, the corrupt government of Mexico, needs to release some of this wealth and let the people have some property rights, let them have opportunities for business, and let them have a Republican form of government, and that way they can start having a middle class and the people in Mexico can make a living and be where they're at. Because that's one thing I'll never forget is when I saw Roy Beck, and Steve, I'll ask you this. Give me a little scenario about Roy Beck, that he gave a demonstration one time with the gumballs, and that was just so accurate and really made a lot of sense when he did that. Can you kind of lay that out?
Yes. Roy Beck heads up Numbers USA, www.numbersusa.com, and I'll make a pitch about that a little bit later. But he was making the point that the world's population adds something like scores of millions to its to the population every year, and we could, if we took just 2 million of those a year, this country would fill up so fast, and this extra 2 million would not make a dent in the overall world's population growth. So it doesn't help the rest of the world for us to take a mere 2 million a year when it's growing at a rate of 40 million a year or greater. That's the point he was making, and he was using the gumballs to indicate representing 1 million people. But I'll say this to give everybody an idea of what's going on. It doesn't matter what Mexico does, and this is just in the case of Mexico, but there's also other countries like Bangladesh, even China, India, parts of the Arab world, where the population growth rate is so high that they will never be able to overcome this through growing their economies. They can't keep up with it.
All right, Steve, we'll be right back after this break. You're listening to Restoring the Republic. You can contact me by emailing richard@restoringtherepublic.com, and we're on republicbroadcasting.org. We'll be right back after the break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Welcome back to Restoring the Republic. I'm your host, Richard Reeves, and we're on Low Power FM, shortwave 5.050, and on the internet on republicbroadcasting.org. So hopefully you've got all three available to you, and we do have a couple callers coming up here. We've got Tracy in Texas and Janice in Texas coming on there in just a second. Steve, let's go back with the Roy Beck example. Too bad that this is radio and not TV, because that gumball example is such a key. That really was just eye-opening to see that, and I guess I'd like to try to kind of give my take on, try to lay it down in a verbal manner that hopefully people can visualize it as I speak it. But basically, Roy Beck had a giant fishbowl with, I think, each gumball representing a million people, and it represented, so he had 6 billion people represented by 1 million gumball each. And then we had the United States represented by, at that time, I think it was 270 or 280. So it had 280 gumballs in a smaller fishbowl that was near full. And he was saying how that every year the earth gets millions more people in population. And he demonstrated how that, every year the Earth's population growing by 10 or 20 million per year. I don't remember the exact number, but basically it showed how it would just so easily overwhelm the small fishbowl where we're located. Some people have described it as a lifeboat. Is it here we are? There's 300 million of us here in the United States, and our infrastructure is getting taxed. They talk about how that we're not going to have the roads, and we're not, and we're already, every summer it seems like we're held hostage on water already, where they claim that we don't have enough water to even deal with our yards. And then I look also in today's paper, and they've got these big ads talking about fighting coal utility plants, electric generating plants. And so here we are with possible electric shortages, water shortages, all that. So tell us where all this could go with these shortages, Steve, where we're heading if this border doesn't get under control on these natural resource and infrastructure issues.
Well, we'll just run out. And you could do a lot on water. Everybody could probably cut their water consumption in half without feeling a lot of pain. But after that, what are you going to do? And where are you going to put all the people? Are you going to settle them in the deserts of Nevada? What are you going to do for agriculture? What are you going to do for industry? Or are we all just going to live hand-to-mouth as hunter-gatherers? Because I know that's what the environmentalists would like to do. I want to give illuminate a point about, let's just say, Mexico. Mexico's got over 100 million people, 105 million people, and they add 2 million people to their population every year. Now, that number is going to get bigger, but it's approximately, you know, only 2 million a year. If Mexican women were to start having only one child in their lifetime, assuming, say, in their 20s, having one child is below replacement level. If a population continues to do that, then if it has a one-child policy, eventually a population will become extinct. But if Mexico were to start doing that now, because there are so many women of childbearing age, and even if even at one child, there will still be more births than deaths, such that it would take the population of Mexico 100 years to stabilize before it would start to actually shrink. In that 100 years, Mexico's population will rise to 300 million, which is equivalent to the size of the United States right now.
Right, so basically like, they're like an ocean wave that's kind of building up out in the away from the beach, that's kind of raising up and starting to really build up as a wave, and that's like a population wave is what you're talking about.
That's right. It'll break, and it'll have a limit to how far up it can run, but it's going to run up very far. Right. And Mexico's population is guaranteed to triple, become equal to the size of the United States in the next 100 years. Mexico has only one-fifth the size of the United States. A lot of that's desert, like our own country is. But Mexico has not achieved the one child per family achieved the one child per family. So their population, I guarantee you, is going to do more than triple in the next 100 years. I think Mexico's population is going to be at least 500 million. It's going to be the size of India was in 1960. You think Mexico is full of squalor and poverty right now? Wait till you see what it's going to become. And so it is going to, it's going to try to spill over into the United States. And you ain't seen nothing yet about, you know, the conflict and the war on the border. Unfortunately, they want to erase the borders. George Bush wants to erase the borders. We all know that. He's a traitor to this country. And Governor Rick Perry has indicated repeatedly that the reason why we need to build all these toll roads vis-a-vis this infrastructure thing is because Texas's population is going to double in the next 40 years. And we're already at 20 million. You want to go to 40 million people in Texas? That's half the size of Bangladesh, almost. Where are you going to put all these people?
Right. Well, we do have a lot of land in Texas, but nonetheless, we don't have the infrastructure to support it. And for sure, on the water issue, we know right now that every summer we're hitting these water shortages every summer now. Basically, they're telling us that we got to quit watering. Well, look, we got Tracy on line two here in Texas. Let's go ahead and bring Tracy up, and let's let her bring in with a question. Come in, Tracy.
Hi. Well, it's good to hear from you. I wanted to find out, I've heard on another show that Mexico's 10th section of their constitution was altered due to NAFTA, allowing Monsanto Corporation to come in and actually take the land of the farmers.
That wouldn't surprise me at all. Have you guys heard anything about Monsanto coming in and usurping farmland there?
No, but I have heard that the terms of the NAFTA agreement were not adhered to by the Mexican government, that they didn't do away with their nationalized industry and offer it up for sale to the public sector. And that's accounts for part of the problem, that the NAFTA treaty was supposed to create jobs in Mexico, and when the Mexican government didn't open up its nationalized industries to private ownership, those jobs never materialized. And in the years that followed the NAFTA treaty, that was when the illegal immigration problem started getting really, really bad.
It's been actually really, really bad even before NAFTA. And it's all based on the population overgrowth in that country. And NAFTA just exacerbated an already worse situation. And, of course, since the population growth rate is exponential or at least geometric in its growth, there comes a point where you have the balloon effect.
Right. Tracy, do you have more information on that topic that you asked about, the control of the farms in Mexico?
Not yet, but that's what I'm looking for.
Okay. Well, one thing I can tell you is if you type into your favorite search engine, UN Agenda 21, and, you know, you just swerved into a whole different topic that would be for another show, but there is an effort by the powers that be to control all food, where it's grown, where it comes from, how it's processed, packaged, you name it, from the time that even before it's a seed. With Monsanto, I'm sure you're familiar with the Terminator seed project that they have, right?
Yes, there are some things that have come to my attention that even here in this state, we're having some problems with that.
Right, right. Basically, what they've done is through Agenda 21, UN Agenda 21 programs and other programs, is they've basically worked to break the family farms. They've worked to harm and injure all independent farmers, family farmers, and try to bring in these big corporations like Monsanto and others, ADM, to control all farmland or that are as much as possible. So I guess in Mexico they're dealing with the same thing now, it sounds like, about the farms.
Yeah, I think Monsanto is forcing the farmers to get locked into contracts and to buying only their seed, their genetically modified seeds.
So this will only exacerbate, again, here you probably had some farmers that were actually probably making a living or at least half a living trying to raise food, and now that they'll be controlled by these big corporations, they'll be further enslaved even if they own farmland or worked farmland before.
Yeah, this is a sickness where where the government that owns public resources and industries and properties, and people will argue that it's not the place for the government to do that, it should be turned over to the private sector. Well, when they do turn it over to the private sector, they turn it over to the robber barons.
Right, that's corporate welfare going on. Well, Tracy, do you have any other questions or comments?
Actually, as a follow-up, if people want to go to www.thefutureoffood.com. There is a video that was shown here in the Austin area that they show the links of Monsanto Corporation inside our own government through a revolving door policy, including people such as Rumsfeld.
Right. Actually, I'm glad you brought that up because I meant to mention that. The Future of Food, folks, if you get a chance to see that DVD, I'm sure you can find it on a search engine. And what was the website? One more time on the website, Tracy.
Okay. It's www.thefutureoffood.com.
Okay, folks, I really recommend to check that out because that video, it talks about what's going on with the family farm here in the United States. And you can just bet your bottom dollar that whatever's happening here in the United States is actually happening all over the world. Would you agree with that, Tracy?
Yes. My understanding is that in Iraq you can no longer grow seeds from what God gave us. You can only get it from Monsanto.
Wow. Well, that's just very loving and kind.
Well, consider this. Consider this. Here's something else that's going to just overrule the Monsanto thing. That's just going to be a pebble in your shoe compared to what's going to happen is. Consider the fact that the United States paves over an area the size of Delaware every year to accommodate 3 million more people that we add to our population. 90% of all population growth rate in this country is due to immigrants and all the children that they have. At the current rate of population growth rate and paving over of land, in about 40 to 50 years, our population will have gotten so large and we will have paved over so much land is the United States will no longer be a net food exporting nation. So where are we going to get our food? Are we going to import it from our rice from Indonesia suddenly or from Japan or China maybe is going to give it to us? When that happens, we won't be able to grow our own food, and we're helpless.
Well, that's why I think the ultimate answers are is that we have to solve these problems wherever people are located at the present time, whether if they're in India or Mexico, Central America, South America. All right, Tracy, well, if you've got anything else to add, we'll welcome you on.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much,
gentlemen. All right, Tracy,
thank you.
All right, we've got another caller from Texas on line four. We've got Janice. Hello, Janice. How are you?
Hi. I would like to say something about the violence and the problems along the border. If we had just helped Ron Paul with his bill, H.R. 1146, we would not have these problems today.
That's a get us out of the United Nations bill, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And the NGOs, the non-governmental organizations, are what you're talking about on those international water groups. And they're working through Agenda 21 and the United Nations. So please tell your senators and your, especially your representatives, to help Ron Paul pass 1146, and we will hopefully get this under control.
I think it's up to about 80 sponsors now.
Yes, sir. It sure is.
It's been around for several years.
Yes, if we could just get a few more sponsors.
Well, and that's part of what this show's objective is to get involved at political levels. We can get involved, and not as a third party. We have a 31% minority of voters now, I think, that are pretty much awake to what's going on. So we are able to start getting constitutionally minded candidates involved in the Democrat primaries and Republican primaries, and we're able to start winning. These primaries are the Achilles heel, the soft underbelly of this system. As long as we have groups like VoteRescue.org that are there to watch on the black box voting issues, then we can start sending more people at the city council levels, county commissioners, state levels, you name it, the federal levels, with Ron Paul attitudes, with constitutionally minded folks. And we can start sending Ron Paul some help. So, Brad, tell us, what do you know about more legislation besides just border fence issues and things like that that are going on with the illegal invasion issue?
I'm afraid I don't really know of anything that's coming up at this time.
Okay.
Well, it's being taken up at the state level. We may as well not count on anything coming out of this Congress to stem the illegal invasion, certainly not with this criminal we have in the White House, and certainly not with the Democrats in power. The best we can hope for is efforts will be stalemated or stalled, and they won't pass with their comprehensive amnesty. Of course, the illegal invasion is going to continue. So this is going to have to be taken up at the national, at the state level. Now, there's over 50 bills right now in the Virginia legislature to address this issue of the illegal invasion. For example, to make it illegal for any local government to fund these illegal alien service centers, aka day labor sites, or to take away social benefits for illegals. Texas has a few bills in right now, a couple. One to put a tax on remittances back to Mexico, a 10% tax. Another to deny schooling or citizenship certain benefits to the Texas-born children of illegal aliens, and a couple of others. Now, these two that I named, is I don't think they'll go anywhere because it sounds like that they'd be treading on federal jurisdiction. The 10% remittances, that might have to do with interstate commerce. It may not be something that that we can do. But I'm telling you, the things that are be done in Virginia, and then also with towns and cities and other municipalities are doing against this, is very encouraging. Although the ACLU is putting the kibosh on a number of them, on several of them. So. If there's one thing that you can do, if you can't get your local city council to work on the illegal invasion, we certainly can't get it done here in Austin. The People's Republic.
But the thing it's just like so many other groups that operate, is what you do is you just grab hold of whatever side or angle that you can fire at it, whether it's legislative or at the city level, county level, every level that you try, and the media through public opinion, the court of public opinion. So you just go at it from every direction.
Yeah. And for the people who live, say, in rural areas or small town areas that they're not close to their state capitals or whatever, I want to get back to this Roy Beck thing. Roy Beck has this numbersusa.com website. Now, you register on this website, and it's free. You can online fax Congress free. fax your congressman, your senators, even the White House.
Right, so there's a great activist website, numbersusa.com.
I cannot recommend it enough. They send you alerts. They tell you when faxes need to be sent. They have the faxes made up in several different versions, or you can make up your own. You can fax Congress free. Of course, it isn't free to Numbers USA. They need the money. And I've got replies all the time back from Kay Bailey Hutchison. So they get these faxes, and they have made a difference. They have made a big difference in some legislation.
That's what's great. That's what the show is about, is groups that are actually into the activism, that they've gone beyond just reporting information and news, that now they're actually doing, making steps to do something about the issue. All right, we've got one more caller. I want to try to get him in before we go to this next break. So Jim in New Mexico. Hello. How are you, Jim?
Yeah, hey, guys. I was hoping I'd have time to read an exchange with to you that I was involved with on a local forum here in Silver City, New Mexico, regarding the illegal aliens.
Let's go ahead and start off with it.
I ran across a short article from the Department of Justice that talks about the report on criminal aliens that were incarcerated in federal and state prisons, and I posted that on the forum. I began with, I said, for all you well-meaning but naive folks that are leaving backpacks in the desert for illegal aliens who are automatically criminals when they sneak into our country illegally, consider this.
All right, Jim. Jim, sorry to interrupt. We're going to come back with you and wrap up after this next break. And you're listening to Restoring the Republic on republicbroadcasting.org. We'll be right back after the break here on Super Bowl Sunday, February 4th of 007.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Welcome back to Restoring the Republic. Once again, I'm your host, Richard Reeves. It is Sunday, February 4th of 007. It's coming up on the 8 o'clock hour here in the great state of Texas. And I do want to remind folks that February 8th, this coming Thursday, February 8th, up in Dallas area, we're going to be at a meeting for Dallas 911 Questions Group. That's at Barbex Restaurant, 8949 Garland Road, up in Dallas, and that's at 7 p.m. If you want to find out more about that, you can email me, richard@restoringtherepublic.com, richard@restoringtherepublic.com, or you can also go to meetup.com, meetup.com, and search 9/11 questions. All right, Jim, we're about to wrap up the show, so if you can boil this down to about 30 seconds or a minute summary of what you're talking about. Okay, Jim?
Yeah, okay. There's a program down here sponsored by several churches where people will contribute water bottles and snack foods, and they'll put all this together in little backpacks, and then they'll take them out in the desert and leave them for the illegal aliens to find. I posted an article talking about in a population of 55,322 illegal aliens, researchers found that they were arrested at least a total of 459,614 times. All these illegal aliens, 55,000, have been arrested that many times, which, you know, comes down to...
So it's about 8 or 9 times each.
About 8 arrests per illegal alien. And all these crimes, you know, run the full gamut, simple burglary right on up to grand larceny, murder, and rape. And I just went on to say, you know, for all the well-meaning folks that are leaving these backpacks out there, they should realize that they're contributing to all this crime that's being brought into this country.
Okay, Jim, I'm sorry to cut you off, but we're going to have to wrap up on the show. But I think you got most of your point across there. And give us a call back on another show. And to Ron, I'm very sorry that we're not going to be able to fit your call in. But, Brad, tell us, where did the Campion and Ramos situation stand, and what else do you have to add before we wrap up here on the show? Websites or anything we can do to help the Minutemen?
Right now, there have been some new facts that have come to light in the case against Ramos and Campion. WorldNet Daily reported on January 28th that the ballistics didn't match the gun that shot the drug dealer. That was supposed to be Ramos's gun that shot the drug dealer, and the ballistics don't match up. So they've been wrongly convicted. And I would like to encourage everyone listening to contact their congressional representatives. We have Bill 586 to release Ramos and Campion, and it's kind of just hanging in the wind right now.
79 Republican sponsors, not a single Democrat.
79 Republican sponsors, and that's in the U.S. Congress, or is that Texas?
U.S. Congress, not a single Democrat.
Okay. What state were they in? They were in El Paso, right? El Paso, Texas? Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
so are there websites that people can go to learn more about this Campion and Ramos situation?
Yes, but I don't know the URL right offhand, but they can Google Friends of the Border Patrol.
Google, just enter that in your favorite search engine, Friends of the Border Patrol.
Yeah, okay. And I would like to once again encourage everyone to support the Texas Minuteman Project, txminutemen.com.
All right, Steve, real quick, weigh in with about 30 seconds or so.
What the government is doing to Campos and to Ramos and Campion is clearly indicative that they want the border open and they want to sock it to anybody that is trying to enforce border laws. They're going to come after the Texas Minutemen next. I hate to think what they're going to try to do to us next time we go down on the border. But,
okay. But nonetheless, we can't let go of this effort. If we don't keep up the effort with Texas Minutemen and other border watch groups, whatever they are, whether they're Farm and Ranch Freedom or whatever they are, we need to be involved, and we need to get Campion and Ramos out and let people know that we're going to support the Border Patrol. It's very important that they know that they have our support. So, folks, thank you for listening. And we didn't give any Super Bowl updates. I apologize about that. Not. You're listening to Restoring the Republic. You can reach me, Richard, at restoringtherepublic.com. Later.